From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Could cyber attacks influence election 2016? More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting in New York. The FBI has recently warned of a new rising potential threat of cyber attacks on state election boards. The warning declares that all states should tighten security measures related to their online election systems after hackers successfully broke into one state board of election and targeted another. Wall Street Journal news editor Naftali Ben-David discusses whether criminals and foreign governments alike are actively trying to impact the 2016 election.
And there's some mystery about who's behind some of these, although in at least one of the cases, the thought is that it's either the Russian government or Russian-affiliated hackers. But these incidents took place in Arizona and Illinois, and they're definitely raising fears that this could become a lot more widespread, whether it is individuals, criminal groups, foreign governments, or foreign-affiliated groups. The motives of some of these people is still unknown. A key question is whether or not the idea here is just to make mischief or actually to influence the outcome of the elections. But either way, it's of concern.
Now, again, this is after two recent cyber attacks impacted two separate state election boards. The information is murky, but here's what we know.
Well, I guess you'd say we know with a high degree of likelihood. The Arizona officials have come out and said that they had to briefly shut down their system after what they believe to be Russian-related hackers, or what federal officials believe to be Russian-related hackers, gained the login credentials of some election officials. In Illinois, the FBI didn't specifically name Illinois, but what it mentioned was a breach that happened in July, which is when we know a breach did occur in Illinois. So it's pretty certain that these are the two states we're talking about. The way these things often work is that it's not the government itself, and it's not an individual, but it's hacking groups or organizations or collectives that are known to be affiliated with and supported by foreign governments, whether that may be Russia or something else. So we're likely talking about something like that. It provides a little bit of distance from the government involved, but it nonetheless has that government's backing. And I think that's the concern here.
So bottom line question is, what do hackers stand to accomplish here?
And this goes to this question about whether or not the goal is to actually influence the election or just to sort of create trouble, the way hackers try to break into almost any target that I think presents a challenge to them. In this case, the voter database itself isn't related to voting results or who voted for the Republicans or for the Democrats. So it was a breach that was of concern, but it didn't seem to be related to any sort of attempt to influence the outcome. But, you know, the truth is that any of these things raises questions and is troubling in a democracy where we really depend on the integrity of the voting system to be ironclad. You know, after an election, you don't want people to be able to say, well, maybe this only happened because of some cyber attack or some electronic breach. So all of these things, no matter how directly related they are to the election outcome, I think raise concerns on the part of election officials about the integrity of the process.
And in a bulletin sent to private industry partners across the country, the FBI says it's requesting that states contact their Board of Elections and determine if any similar activity has been detected. That'll wrap things up for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ Podcasts.